listening to the Gateway Family Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
Y'all do know we're going on a 21-day fast here. You home folk know that. We're starting. Now, y'all visiting today? Hey, look, visit, that's great. What we want you to do is join in the fasting and prayer. If you never come back, you can still fast and pray. We're going to start at sunrise Monday morning the 7th, and we're going to end on sunset Sunday the 28th, and we're going to fast. Our fast is going to be a partial fast. I would like for those of you all that would to begin the fast with 3 days of a total fast. That means juice or water only for the first 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now, look at me. Let me tell you something. I already know you're going to get a headache. So don't call and say, I can't do this. I got a headache. Everybody gets a headache that fasts. Right? I can't sleep if I go to bed hungry. Well, let me help you with something, baby. 1/3 of the world goes to bed like that. And some of them live right here in Auburn, Opelika. So don't be pitching that off. I can't sleep unless I eat before I go to bed. Don't let your body control the fast. Some people say, well, I can't fast. I've got medical reasons. Good. If you've got medical reasons, I get that. But I'll guarantee you, with medical reasons, there are things you can fast. There's nobody that's got that kind of tore up body that you can't fast something. You can call your doctor and find out, or get a hold of someone that knows. I'm just telling you, there's stuff you can do. Yeah, but I'm a class whatever diabetic. I understand. Drink an awful lot of water and still eat some things. So we're doing a partial fast. I'm just saying the first 3 days would be good for you to get your body under subjection to fast. I'm going to tell you something else. Life goes fast. How many of you know time flies? How many of y'all's time flown on y'all? Yeah, look at you already married and got youngins, and you've got a grandchild or a grandchild and a great, or great and grand. Both. Right here. Grand and great grand. It's ridiculous. Time flies. Mary, I mean, where'd it go? How'd it happen? We don't even know. And here's all I'm saying. Fasting will slow your time down. How many of you know that fasting will slow you down? Yeah. When you're not eating noon, it feels like forever to get to, you know, past it. So your time will really, your nights will get long. I'm just saying, when people say fasting is easy, you're a liar. You're just a liar. You need to repent. Fasting's not easy. Fasting's hard. You need to know that, because if I get up here and tell y'all everybody can do it, it's real easy, then you're going to be mad that it's not easy for you. And I'm telling you right now, you'll call me a false prophet on day 3, because you are not going to feel good about this. All I'm asking is start off as much a total fast as you possibly can on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. After that, if you want to regulate that fast, some of y'all are going to fast a meal or some meals. Some of you will add to your fast things like maybe TV or other things that you want to. But I'm going to tell you this. You really don't fast stuff. You fast food. I'm just helping you. Because some people say, well, I'm going to fast TV. No, what you're doing on TV is just taking control. Fasting is about food. And this other stuff is just good to get it out of your way. So the other thing I'd rather not hear during these 21 days is us laughing about, you know, well, I'm going to fast chocolate, you know, and making jokes of it. Let's let this be 21 days that we can hear from God. I need to hear from God as a pastor. I would love for us to launch. I know we're in church now, but I would love to launch this church about Easter in another place. That we would start. Well, we're already in a church. I get all that. I understand. But I'm talking about to really promote and put this church in our community that, hey, we're here. And I just feel like that if we have a time frame, and I think over 21 days, it might help us to hear from God. Amen? So I'm just saying, we want to fast. We want to begin on Monday at sunrise. It will end the 28th on Sunday evening at sunset. And it will be a Daniel-type fast. And that would be a partial fast, okay? Like, for example, no meats, no sweets, no bread. Just throwing you out some thoughts. Well, Pastor, that's going to, you know, like boil down to vegetables and fruit. Yeah, I get it. I know. And that's a partial fast. Some of you may do meals out of a day. That's fine. I would like for us in 21 days to find a place where we have a weekly fast that the church doesn't have to know about. It's our personal fast over this time that God may give you a day of the week that you need to fast. One of the things about John Wesley, the Methodist Church, man, when he founded it, to get an ordained minister, for you to be ordained with his organization, you had to sign a paper committing yourself to Wednesdays and Fridays of fasting. I mean, you couldn't preach if you didn't fast. So I'm just saying, it's very interesting. Okay, if you look at that page two, though, this will kind of help you. Oh, growth track this morning, 101. If you've not done growth track, we love worship, what we're doing right now. We love growth track. That helps us get down the road. We meet after church. We meet for about an hour. We feed you lunch. And we do our growth track system. We do 101 this Sunday, 201 next week, 301 and 401. So growth track is very important to us. And if you'd like to know more about the church, be involved here. Do something here. Growth track is where you need to come. And if you're going to go to growth track, we need to know that before church is over, because we will order you something to eat today. Now, next Sunday, I don't know what you're going to do. We order you some carrots, I guess. I don't know. We'll figure something out. This week, it'll probably be Panera Bread, but if you can make 101, is anyone here, some of y'all may not have come ready to take 101. You got to go do something this afternoon. If that's okay, we have it every first Sunday. 201 is every second Sunday. 301 is every third Sunday. 401 is every fourth Sunday. So we have it every month, all the time. And you can fall back in. In other words, if you don't come to 101 today, you can still go to 201 next week and go through the process. So if anybody wants to come to 101 today, anybody here going to come to 101, you think you might come. If you do, raise your hand. I'm going to just get a head count. If we don't, we're good. If we do, fine. If you got to think about it, tell me right after church. That'll be cutting it close. So look at this page two real quick, and let me just give you this. The wrong reasons to fast is to obtain merit from God. Fasting is afflicting your soul. It's not getting God to look at you. He's already looking at you. This is not about Him. This is about you afflicting your soul. It's not to lose weight, although you will. And can I give you something else? Here's what I also believe. I believe some of y'all are going to have permanent weight loss. And that doesn't mean you're going to lose weight during the 21 days and then start eating ding-dongs and keep weight off. But it does mean, are they still making ding-dongs? Hostess, they find someone, buy them out? I don't know. I think they're gone. Twinkies and ding-dongs. But, yeah, I was going to say, Walmart's got a substitute. Here's all I'm saying. I believe during the 21 days you're going to lose some weight. Here's how you're going to have permanent weight loss, is because in 21 days you're going to have some discipline about yourself. You're going to have some discipline that you can say no to some stuff. And some of you said, I've been wanting to lose some weight. Well, this is not what we're doing this for. We're not doing this for you to lose weight. But you will in the process. You will in the process. And then this will give you some determination. The other thing, you're not fasting to be noticed. So these are things you need to know. You need to remember a few things. Number two here, and that is that poverty is broken in humility. Healing manifests more quickly. Family and generational curses will be broken. Demonic powers will be broken. And you will be strengthened. These are some positive results of people. And we'll share a few of these scriptures with you that are going to be on this fast. So I'm just giving you that. And we'll get the rest of these in just a moment. I want you to open your Bibles, if you would, just kind of quickly this morning. I want to get a foundation for fasting. No, you're good. You're just going to say holy or something. I'm just kind of waiting on you. Look in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. I'm going to get a basis. Y'all don't mind, let me just talk to you a few minutes and before we get out of here today. But this is during the Sermon on the Mount, and it's in chapter 6, and it's verses 5 and 6. And the Word of God says, and I want you to underline this if it's not marked in your Bible already, and when you pray, underline it, when you pray, not if you pray. When you pray, you will not be like, so he gives you a negative. You'll not be like the hypocrites, and then he tells you how they pray. They stand in the corner and they say big words, they pray long prayers, and he says that's their reward. Verse number 6 says, this is the plus, first was the minus, this is the plus, but you, when, not if, when you pray, you go to your room. And when you've shut your door, you pray to your Father who is in secret place, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. The secret place is not just because no one knows where you are. The secret place is with Him. Now, the going to your room, the analogy here is, don't do it on the corner. So there's a plus and a minus. So the minus is, don't do it for show. The plus is, then do it in a place where you can hear from God. Now, that's not all it says. It says when. Go to verses 16 and 17 very quickly. Look at this. And moreover, Jesus still talking, when you fast. You need to underline it. Because see, some of y'all thinking, if I fast, please hear me today. Fasting is obligatory to the believer. Listen to what I'm telling you. 21 days of a fast is a corporate fast. We're all doing that. This is what Joel said. This is what Ahab did, a personal fast. Esther, she did a fast. Ezra did a fast for everybody. In Ezra 8, Ezra said, I'm going to have to find a way to get out of here. Remember, they're in Babylonian captivity 70 years. They're going back to Jerusalem. And Ezra, the priest, said, we're going to get out of here. But boys, we got a little bit of an issue here. And they said, why? What's wrong? Why can't we get out of here? And he said, because I told the king we didn't need him. I told the king we don't want his armament and his help. We're going to go that's a 3-month journey. We're going to take this journey through the wilds of robbers and thieves and knowing there are bands of people that will attack us. And I told the king we didn't need his help because we're going to trust in God. I love this guy. In the process of that, he said, but what we got to do is fast. Humble ourselves that we can hear from God. Listen to this. So we can know the right way to go, and for our children to know the right way to go. Now, I'm going to say this. I want to go the right way with this church, so that's a corporate thing. I want to go the right way with my own life. That's an individual thing. But I want it to go right for my youngins. And I don't know about the rest of y'all, and I know I'm going to get a little bit graphic. We got some kids up in here today, so your mom and dad can explain it to them later. But it bothers me that homosexuality and lesbianism is being taught as a perfectly okay lifestyle, and our kids are getting a whole lot more of that than we are. When I was growing up, it wasn't. So I'm past that. I was able to make up my mind and make my judgments because someone kept preaching to me, and I didn't have that negative that I came up with. But listen to me very closely. Can you understand how hard it is for a 5 or 6 or 7-year-old kid that is getting that at school, getting that from kids around them, and being told this is okay? And to tell you that in the homosexual lesbian community, they don't want their own churches. I'm going to help you right now. Well, they got a big church in Atlanta. They don't like that big church in Atlanta. Where they feel most comfortable is integrated with heterosexuals. Because they want to feel as good as and accepted. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And I'm just saying this. If you're homosexual and you're here today, we love you. Won't you just be among us? But you're not going to be ruling and reigning in this house until you're born again. And you're not born again if you've got this kind of spirit dominating your life. Am I helping y'all a little bit? Now, I'm going to help you right now. You've got children that don't get it. This is why many don't understand, and kids ask the question. They'll say, are they a virgin? They say, yeah, I'm a virgin. Do you have oral sex? Yeah, we have oral sex at school. We have oral sex with friends. We're over at the house. We're having a party at the house. We do that, but we're virgins. I'm just saying. It's what is in your culture, whether y'all get it or not, you grandparents. I'm going to help you right now. It's in your culture, and you all that have kids know I'm right. Now, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but how do you process all of that? I'm going to tell you one of the ways you do it. You fast. You fast for the right way for you and the right way for your children and your grandchildren. So I'm helping y'all more than you amen at me, but you're going to have to fast. Verse 16 says, moreover, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces. And he gives the negative. But verse 17, but you, here's your word again, when you fast. Anoint your head and wash your face. So I'm just going to say that there's a parallel here. There's a parallel between praying and fasting. So y'all tell me, what is your conclusion? What do you think about fasting and prayer? Tell me, somebody help me, y'all preach to me. What about fasting? I've read the same scriptures on prayer and on fasting. So tell me what the parallel looks like. Help me. What do you think about fasting now that I've brought these scriptures to your attention? It's a mandate. It's as much part of your walk with God as prayer. Are y'all still tracking me? So if you know how to pray, baby, you need to learn how to fast. And we're going to try to help you do that as a group and then as well as that as an individual. So let's get another thought on this. Is the purpose of fasting is not self-denial only, but it's God's way for us to humble ourselves. It's God's way for us to humble ourselves. Listen to what Andrew Murray says about pride. Now, pride is a part of the unholy trinity, right? Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. It's one of the three. There is no sin that doesn't take place unless there's lust of the flesh, greed, lust of the eye, or pride. Every murder, every killing, falls back to these. One or all three of them. Is this helping you a little bit? This is why pride is very important for you to understand. Andrew Murray, he's written a lot of great books, and one he has called Humility. I think they may have reprinted it in another name now, I'm not sure. But the old book says this, pride is vicious and keeps us from answers to prayer. So if pride was seen first in heaven, we know that Lucifer had it in heaven, then we need to know it can happen to us. Just write this verse down, Luke 14:11. I mentioned it earlier. When you go to a banquet, humble yourself by not taking the front seat. Here's you another one. And I mentioned this about Jesus. Write it down, Philippians 2:8-9. The Bible says in verse number 9 that God highly exalted Jesus. But verse 8 says, because he humbled himself. So you need to put it together. Because Jesus humbled himself, God highly exalted him. If you want to be exalted, you're going to have to find a place of humility. Let me give you another thought. We'll go to a few scriptures. Run with me real quick, if you don't mind, to James 4:10. James 4:10. Right after Hebrews. James 4:10. You there? Or if it comes up, oh, they've got this moved up. Still there. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another. Humble yourselves. Here's your scripture. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And what's going to happen? What happens? What happens when you humble yourself? Help me out. What happens? Say it louder. He's going to lift you up. And I want you to write this in your note somewhere. God doesn't humble you. There's no Bible for God humbling you. But I'm going to help you. If you pray that prayer, God, humble me, you're opening the door for all kinds of chaos. It's not what he does. He always says, humble yourself. God doesn't say, I'm going to humble you. He says, you humble yourself and come to me. And that's why some people don't get it, because salvation is so free and it doesn't cost us anything personally. And righteousness is a gift. We're made righteous. We don't have to do anything for it. We love all of that about the kingdom. But once you're in the kingdom, humility doesn't come from God. It comes from you humbling yourself. So there are some things we do in the kingdom to get results. One of them is humility. So in James 4:10 it says, humble myself and the Lord will raise me up. Psalm, and you don't have to go there, but write it down. Psalm 35:13, the Bible says, I will humble, here's David, I will humble my soul. Well, what is your soul? That is your intellect, will, and emotions. I think, I want, I feel. I'm going to humble that with fasting. Fasting is the laying aside of food for a spiritual purpose. Y'all still tracking me? Let me give you another thing. Humbling yourself will get the heavens open, get you exalted, get answers to prayer. Pride will do just the opposite. Pride will take you far from God. Arrogance will remove blessings. So I'm just telling you right now, we've got to get ourselves before the Lord. Write this down if you don't mind. We won't read it, but we'll just know that it's there in your Bible. In Leviticus 16, beginning at verse number 29, you don't have to go there, but if you get it up here real quick, you can look at it. But in Leviticus 16, 29 through 31, it's talking about the Day of Atonement. It talks about getting all the people together. It talks about getting the sacrifice together. It talks about bringing the sacrifice before the Lord. But then it says, you humble yourselves. If you want the sacrifice to work, you got to get humble. Please hear me on this. God has already given you salvation. You're walking in salvation. But now you're wanting the benefits. Say benefits. How many know the benefits of the cross? Man, benefit of the cross is I can pray. There are answers. God's on my side. There are other benefits. There are deliverances. There's supply. All kinds of benefits in the cross. But that sacrifice will not benefit me unless I can humble myself. Amen. To get the sacrifice to benefit us, one of the conditions is self-humility. Write this one down, Ezra 8:21. When Ezra was leaving captivity, he said, God, I've got to choose the way to go. I've already told the king I don't want his help. I need to know the right way. And what did he do? He called a national fast, or among his brethren. He had a fast, and they fasted for themselves and for their children. So our fast is for ourselves and our children. Fasting is so powerful in your Bible that even the wicked fasted before God and he heard. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Ahab, how many remember Ahab and Jezebel? Ridiculously evil people. Jezebel really made Ahab worse than he was. Ahab was a bad king, worst king, most wicked. And the Lord came to him, gave him a prophecy. Remember, Elijah came to him and said, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to die. And the dog's going to be licking your blood. You remember that? Now, it happened to Jezebel, didn't it? Remember, Jezebel, she fell off the... It's probably for you. She died by falling off the, you know, out of the house, down on the ground, and the dogs left, ate her all but her palms of her hands, I think, and licked her blood up or whatever. I mean, it was all about, you know, you're going to have this. Ahab heard it and said, whoa. Now, Jezebel can run from God, but I know this God. And he says, I'm going to die, dogs, and lick up my blood. I'm going to go before him. Now, a wicked guy, your Bible says in 1 Kings 21, 22 through 29, it says this. He came before God in fasting, and said, God, please relent. And God said, listen to what he said, because you humbled yourself, I'm not going to bring it to you, but it's going to happen down the road to your throne. Here's all I'm saying. Here's the most wicked person. And God said, I get it. People that will humble themselves, I'll do something for. Even when the wicked... Have y'all seen wicked people that you just wondered how they did so well, but they were people of great generosity and they gave money away, you know, and they would do things for other people. I'm just saying, there are some things that put you in the favor of the Lord, whether you're born again or not. Fasting's one of those things. Even the wicked can fast. How many of y'all remember in Jonah 3:6 when Nineveh was living like Sodom and Gomorrah, and God said, I'm about to wipe them out. Remember that? And Jonah went and said, I'm going to tell you boy something. Y'all got about 40 days and God's going to clean your clock. You are all in trouble. Do you remember what the king said? He said, we're going to fast. Because we know something about this God. We know a lot about him. We know this. If we'll humble ourselves, he would hear our prayer. And your Bible says that king, from the king on down, they even had their donkeys and their dogs in sackcloth and ashes. I mean, everybody fasted. The Bible said as they fasted, the Lord heard. And in verse number 10 of Jonah 3, God said, I relent of my judgment on them. And he lifted judgment. Some of y'all, if you're in judgment right now, instead of running from God, you might want to humble yourself before God and ask for the judgment to be lifted. To avert disaster, fasting is used to avert disaster, to get away from it. Esther 4:16. Remember Esther and Haman was after Mordecai and the Jews, and all the Jews were there, and Esther was in the process of being the queen, and they're about to kill all the Jews, and Mordecai came to her and said, I'm going to tell you right now, you think you're safe because the king likes you, you're his girlfriend. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll die like everybody else because you're a Jewess. And she said, what should I do? And he said, well, you're going to have to do something, but maybe God's put you here for such a time as this. How many of you remember what she did? She said, I'm calling for a fast. I want everybody to fast for me. So I'm going to help you right now. Fasting is what we all do. And I'm going to be fasting for me, but I'm going to be fasting for y'all. I'm going to be fasting for a corporate direction, but I'll be fasting individually for God to do something great in your life. So it averts danger. It's one of the things we need to get, that Satan hates it when we fast. That's why your stomach does so many stupid things to you. You don't eat, you're drinking a lot of water. And your stomach just says you've got to eat, because if you don't, you're going to faint. You're not. How many's ever had those feelings? I can't fast, I'll faint. Come on. That's your belly. That's your stomach. Your stomach's in control. You listen to it and you do what it says. Just don't listen to it. Individual fasting. Paul fasted, write this down, in 2 Corinthians 6, 4 and 5, and then also in 2 Corinthians 11, 23 and 27, Paul said, he made a list. He said, these are the things. You think I'm a minister? Let me tell you why I'm a minister. And he lists reasons he was in the ministry, and one of them in both cases was fasting. Now, the first time I read it, he said, in fastings, plural, and I said, well, yeah, you were shipwrecked and couldn't eat. I mean, that's kind of a mandated fast. I don't know. But the next time he says this in 2 Corinthians 11, 27, he said, I was in fasting often. In other words, I put myself in a fast. It wasn't that I got shipwrecked in a fast. So individual fasting, it's to avert danger. It helps on the judgment of God if the judgment needs to be lifted. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but if I've got one of my kids that's been doing stupid, they've wound up in jail, and they're in deep trouble, and nobody can do anything, if I were a mom and dad, a grandma, granddad, I would probably fast for them, for judgment to be lifted. I'm not saying they get out of jail, but at least some of the judgment of all that was going on be averted for them. Fasting doesn't move God. It puts us in a position to hear from God and to pray with results. Corporately, in Acts 13, 1 through 4, you can write it down, Acts 13, 1 through 4, when the Bible says there were five guys that were fasting and praying, and they were doing it as the church leadership, and when they got done fasting and praying, the Bible said they anointed Paul and Barnabas and sent them out. So corporate fasting is when everybody fasts together. Same thing happened in Ezra. Same thing happened in the book of Joel. They said, call a solemn assembly, a solemn fast, and fast. Even the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is based on fasting. No, people can't feel the Spirit just because God's pouring out His Spirit in a certain time and they ask. I get that. But Joel said, if we'll afflict ourselves, we'll fast and pray, then God will hear from heaven and He will pour out of His Spirit from heaven on our sons and our daughters. Amen. And all of us are going to be touched with the Holy Spirit. But it came through a part of being able to fast, putting some time away before the Lord. In Acts 14, 23, again, as Paul is speaking, he mentions the fact that the leadership team were given their positions by prayer and fasting. So fasting is a key. 2 Chronicles 7:14, the seven steps are humble yourself. And any time you read humility or humble in your Bible about humbling yourself, the word there, the context of being humble is fasting. Let me help y'all. Humble isn't just, you know, feeling sorry and down and under somebody. You can walk straight and you can wear nice clothes and still be humble. Humility has to do with fasting in the Bible. And I think we need to get that. I do understand the other side of humility on actions, and I get that. But I'm going to say this. That is not the humility that God's looking for to get answers to prayer. That humility is fasting. Say fasting. Y'all, are y'all getting the picture of fasting right now? And the necessity of y'all still tracking me so far? Joel 2, 14 through 17 and 28, fasting and prayer releases the Spirit. Releases the Spirit. I like that a lot. So if I humble, pray, seek His face, turn from my wicked ways. Well, if I turn from my wicked ways on Sunday, Pastor Mike, why would I need to do that again on Monday? Trust me. You don't want that answered. What you want to know is, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. For 21 days, if you turn from that mess that you've been in, you will build up a resistance against it. I'm going to help some of y'all. See, there are people in here that may be bound in alcohol and love Jesus, bound in tobacco and love Jesus. I know some of y'all are going to be saying, hey, you can't do that. Just trust me. Bound in alcohol, maybe drug addiction. I don't know, maybe pornography. And you're going to say, well, they're not living for God. They're just reprobates. All I'm going to say is this. There are a lot of people that have had some bondages in their life, and they come to Christ, and Christ forgives them. But the bondage still remains. And if not the bondage, your propensity to do it is there. How many's ever drank? All right. Now, some of y'all got delivered from drinking, and it made you sick. And you couldn't still stand the smell of it. But how many of y'all drank still like the smell of it? Doesn't bother you too bad. Probably if you tasted it again, you'd probably like the taste of it. I'm just saying. We try to make out like we come to God and all of a sudden our body just kind of gets numb and there's nothing there. Your body still is active and you've got to keep it under subjection. Paul said, I buffet my body. I submit myself and humble myself before God. So y'all track me on this. I believe there are going to be people delivered from tobacco in the next 21 days. I do really believe that. I believe people will be delivered from alcohol in the next 21 days, that you won't feel like you've got to have it or have to serve it or be around it. Or even if you're not doing it, it's just that strong desire. I believe that mess can be broken in a fast. I really do. Amen. So I'm believing for that. I don't know how y'all doing, but I'm believing for that. And I believe this. In the healing of the land, I want you to hear me on this. The Bible says, if I humble myself, pray, seek His face, turn from my wicked ways, the Lord will hear from heaven. He will forgive my sins and He will heal my land. There are people in this church that deal with real estate. They deal with rentals. They deal with building. They deal with buying and selling of land. Some of you all have rental facilities. You've been wanting to buy a place. Others of you are trying to sell a place, i.e. Mike and Sue. So we know what that is. Here's what I believe. I believe healing the land is a national thing. I get that. I mean, I get it's a national thing. But if I just go back a little bit and take it more literally, heal the land. What if he came in and helped us on the sale of the house? What if he came in and helped me buy the house I wanted? What if he gave me the right deal and put the right investor in place that I could buy that so the work could go on? What if God gave me favor in the selling of property? I'm just going to say this right now. Why not? I mean, why not? If I humble myself, I fast forward God that he heals the land. So whatever that looks like, let me give you these six things and we'll quit for today. I want you to look on your back page. You've got them in front of you. I want you to get them, look at them just a minute. Y'all sing something, guys. They're flipping pages. Let's sing something.
I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand, and I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming me.
So the six things that God wants to do in this house this year, and they're listed right here. Bring the spirit of release. A good chapter for you to read is Isaiah 58. It is the fasting chapter in the Bible. But because of fasting, the fast that God wants, in Mark 9:29, the disciples said, why could not we have authority over this demon? They were all given authority, but this demon wouldn't move. And Jesus said this. He said, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Please hear me on this. The demon doesn't move because I fast. I fast, humbling myself, puts me in a position to have that authority over that devil. Fasting is not a tool against the devil. Fasting is a tool, a key for me to position myself to walk in that anointing that gets rid of that demon. Does that help y'all? So here's what we're saying. There's going to be a spirit of release in Jesus' name from addiction, sexual immorality. People can't control their flesh. I don't care what that looks like. I believe God's going to set some folk free. Amen. Isaiah 58:6 says that it is for opening prison doors. It's for unlocking chains. It's for untying knots. It will bring this fast in 21 days, will bring the spirit of restoration. Joel 2:25 says that everything the enemy, the cankerworm has destroyed, the palmer worm has eaten, that the locust has taken away, everything that's been stolen. How many's had some stuff lost this year? Oh, dear God. I mean, if you've had any money anywhere except for this last week, you've lost it in the market. But I'm just saying, over the past several years, and especially this past year, people have lost. Been things that they can't have or whatever that looks like. And I'm just saying this. Joel says there's a time of restoration. Things that have been ruined or stolen. Health, marriages,
I'm believing for marriages, for restoration of families. That's kids that are estranged or parents that's run off. Ministries. Some of you say, man, I want a ministry, and I know you do, and we're going to try to see that you get there. And we believe God's going to restore ministries. Destinies that have been lost and missed opportunities. Some of you missed opportunities. God's going to restore that. Number three, God's going to bring a spirit of reward. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that I've got to believe in God, and God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Say diligently. That word diligently there means that I've taken attention to seeking God. Fasting is one of the ways I can be diligent. And the Bible says there can be a reward. God will reward. I'm believing for God to reward some people financially and physically and mentally. I'm believing some rewards coming. Number four, a spirit of discipline. A spirit of discipline. I just believe this. I believe if you can be disciplined for 21 days, you can be disciplined the rest of your life. 21 days, 3 weeks is all it takes to break a habit. You can't get off a crack. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. They're lying to tell you you can't. You can. You can brush your teeth and get over it. I'm just saying this. I'm not, if you have any teeth left, here's all I'm saying. Here's all I'm saying about crack. It does get an emotional attachment as well as a physical attachment. I understand all of that, but please hear me. If someone that's on crack will stay off for 3 weeks, it breaks. It'll break. The habit will break. Now, they still may have mental desires and all of that, like people that drank want to go back to that stupor they were in. I get that. But the thing itself is broken. Your body releases it. That's why when you go on a fast, if you drink an awful lot of water in the first 2 or 3 days and you've changed your eating habits, it will change everything, including the color of your urine. And I'm not trying to be gross. I'm just telling you, because your body gets rid of toxins over those first few days. And there'll come a day when you have a pure insides again. It's just good for you. Here's the other thought I want to give you. Number five, this fast is going to bring a spirit of deliverance to families. Psalm 68:6. I so believe this. Psalm 68:6. God sets the solitary in families to bring out those that are bound with chains. Another translation says, God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. Another translation says, God setteth the solitary in families, and he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. An entire house can be healed and saved by one person humbling themselves. I'm the only one. Okay, you're the only one. You're in a great place to see a whole family come in. Number six, this is the last one. There may be a bunch more. Y'all can think of more than I can. That there's going to be a spirit of increase. I do believe that God is going to help people financially this year. I do believe that. I know our government's in trouble, and I know they can't figure all of this out, and it troubles me as well. I get all of that. But here's what I know. In praying and fasting, I pray for my government leaders, and I get that. I do that. But praying and fasting is about what we need as well. And I'm believing God, in the middle of a problem, can bless you financially. Amen. That's what I'm believing for. And then Ezra 8:21, I just close on this again so you'll get it. In Ezra 8:21, one of the things that Ezra fasted for was for us as leaders to know how to get there, but then also for our children. And I'm going to tell you right now, your kids are worth it. Your kids are worth you fasting for 21 days. Amen. Y'all, do y'all understand and get pretty agreement? I got any questions on fasting? I mean, I'll open it up to the floor. If you got any questions, we're going to start tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, at sunrise. We'll end on the 28th. Many of us are going to be fasting the first 3 days. Some of y'all will do 7 or 10 days of a total fast. That is liquids. Water, preferably juice if you have to have it. I don't know how that works. But please, don't let the first 2 or 3 days of a fast. If you say, I can't do that, I'm going to fast, whatever. I'm going to fast the sweets and the bread and whatever else you need to fast that you feel like there's a bondage to. Caffeine, maybe. I don't know how that needs to look. But here's all I'm saying in the process of fasting. I understand some people have to eat so they can take medicine. But you don't have to eat a Twinkie. Right? You don't have to have Wonder Bread. I mean, do something different. So you need to kind of process this. Here's what I don't want. I don't want it to be bondage, and I don't want it to cost you a lot of money. In other words, don't go out and try to buy Ezekiel bread because it's made with spilt or whatever it's called. Spelt. What is it? All you health food tree huggers no more. Eat pine bark. I don't know. I don't want it to be expensive. I don't want you to go out and try to do an Ezekiel fast because you read the menu off the internet and it's going to cost you $500 a month to do it. Don't do that. Or Daniel fast. What we want you to do is a partial fast. Preferably, if you can lay aside meat, one of my personal favorites, but you lay aside meat and bread and sweets. If you just started there, it would be a great beginning.
Gateway Family Church Podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.